Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Sunday morning. I'm super excited to be here, and I've got a special guest with me today. But we're going to talk about how to have it all, mind, body, spirit, in your relationship. And, you know, I have a friend of mine. He's also my personal trainer, and he's going to start training some of the folks here, too, as well, which I'm excited about. And he has it all. He has the mind, body, spirit. He's a veteran, a single dad, and he's in his 30s and has a few jobs he does. He also is a personal trainer, I think I said that, and is a great mate with his girlfriend, future wife, Cindy. So, Dwayne, are you here? I hope you're here. I think I put you on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, right here.
Okay, well, good. Hey, Dwayne, I'm glad you're here on Sunday morning, and we've got people listening in, and some of the comments had, he's got a great relationship, she's got a great relationship, how do they do it? You guys are so special, and yesterday when I had the opportunity to talk to Cindy and you together, and I know she's busy today and had a family situation pop up, and I get that, but you're here to you know, speak on how you guys do it and how you met, and the story how you met is really interesting. So share with us how you met your twin flame, twin soul, soulmate, however you want to say it, because it's a cool one, you know, because you guys, I know, well, I'm going to let you tell it. So share with us how you met her, so, and it's good, and connected.
Well, we knew each other from a long time. We met as kids, like, or teenagers, I should say, when we were going to the same church, but despite that, we always remained friends. Like, we were friends to begin with, and then, like, you know, we remained friends, like, over the years, you know, in between each of us having, like, girlfriends, boyfriends, or, like, relationships, because, you know, some of them got serious, some of them not so serious. But, like, we still remained friends and, like, kept in contact, and then, like, she had moved out of state for a while, but I still kept in contact. We would call each other and whatever every now and then. And just after she moved back to Florida, like, you know, still kind of keeping those lines open, like, decided to visit, like, when she moved closer. And, like, you know, our feelings grew for each other over the years. And, like, you know, even though we were in relationships, like, you know, we would wonder how each other were doing, or, like, you know, maybe even at times when we were single, like, what would it be like if we were dating each other? Like, you know, and we only shared this with each other, like, once we got into a relationship, because, like, you never actually wonder that and tell that to the person. Like, you have this, like, enormous crush on until, like, some point when you decide to tell them, but, like, you know, while you're doing it solo, you don't know that they're doing it too, or they, you know, you're kind of doing it on your own. So then, like, it just turned out to be like that for us, that we individually were wondering some of the same things. And then, like, just recently, you know, we took the plunge to decide to have this relationship, and it's been great so far.
Wow. So it's been grateful. But let me ask you a question. And you guys want to be clear about this. And Dwayne, I'm sorry, I've got you on speakerphone, so I'm going to go back to not on speakerphone. But when you're talking about seeing each other over the years, Dwayne and her described it to me. It's like you would call her, like, when she was in Tampa or somewhere like that, and say, hey, how are you? Let's get together. And you felt that spark between you, right, even then. And you might be, I know you didn't see it on your when you guys were dating, but you guys still reached out to each other and called each other, got together and had coffee or lunch or whatever, and developed that friendship over she told me 19 years you guys have known each other, and, you know, you reached out and kept that friendship alive, okay, right?
It's been a long time, and, we always, whether or not we're in the same, like, local vicinity, we still, like, kind of kept in contact, and, you know, if I ever visited Tampa where she was living, then, like, you know, because I had my sister there at one point, so I go visit my sister, and then, like, you know, I kind of give her a call and say, hey, I'm in the area, like, you know, what are you doing, or, like, you know, can I come visit you, or can we meet up? And, like, she would do the same vice versa. If she was, like, you know, down in South Florida, you know, we kind of try to bridge the gap somewhere and meet up. But other than that, like, you know, we call each other every now and then just to, like, check up and say hi. You know, you kind of have, like, a fondness for, I had a fondness for her. Like, I always admired the person that she was. And, like, you know, we considered each other very good friends. Like, you know, even in our relationships, like, you know, it was still like, you know, if there was ever a question, like, yeah, that's my good friend. Like, you know, don't worry about that.
That's cool. I appreciate that, Dwayne. And she says the same thing, you guys, too, as well. I asked them, and I'm asking you, too, as well. I know you guys do a lot of things together, like ice skating, and you guys ran a trail 2 miles the other day, and I think it's so important to find things together that you can do together. You're an athlete, and so she are athletic, right? And that's important to you both, correct? And so, you know, I have women and men on here, and they've asked me, how do I get a guy who wants to work out and who's in shape? And how do I get a guy that'll try new things with me? You guys, how do you guys do that? How do you guys say, hey, today we're going to go ice skating? And by the way, you guys, I talked to Dwayne because that day he told me he was going ice skating with her. I go, have you ever done that before? He goes, no, not really, or not in a long time, I don't remember. But you just got out there and tried it, and you didn't do bad at it, you said. So how do you guys, you know, instead of doing the typical date things, which I'm sure you do, but do your stuff like try new things? What, are you both like that, or is that one of your things that you like in a woman? I know she says she has a list of things that she likes in a guy, and you meet most of them, which is good. So how do you do that? You know, how do you find a guy or a girl like that? That will try new things with you, run with you, work out with you, you know.
It's either they're
not be nervous about it, you know, right?
Yeah, it's either they're already doing it or, like, that's their personality. Like, she's very active, so am I, so that gels well with both of us. And, like, I'm adventurous, you know, for many reasons. I say that by myself, but she's also adventurous. So, like, you know, doing new things to me is, like, fun. Like, if you try something once, at least you say that you liked it and you want to do it again, or you didn't like it and you're not going to do it again. So it's like, you know, even though I was not that great at ice skating, I still took my foot out onto the ice because, like, you know, after fall, I'm not afraid of being embarrassed, so that's just the thing. Like, I think it comes down to, like, the people make the decisions. Like, you know, if you're adventurous, then you're going to try to find somebody on that same page. I don't know how to go about that. Like, you know, maybe they like doing the same stuff that you do, or maybe they, like, you know, are willing to try to do some of the same stuff that you do. So it gives you a guy. Look for somebody doing the same activity as you do, and maybe, like, y'all gel well.
Yeah, that's good. And being active. So if you're wanting to be active, I know women that are, and I'm saying this now, but women that are overweight and they're wanting a guy that's in shape, so, and to try new things with. But you yourself have to start on the individual level trying new things. You've always been like that. I know that you told me, for you guys, some of you guys know, some of you don't know, but I went skydiving this week, and Dwayne goes, yeah, you know, I want to go, I've been skydiving, and my girlfriend would like to go skydiving too. I said, well, great, come with us, you know. But you had already done that yourself, and she starts doing, is an adventurous soul herself before she started being adventurous with you, correct? Starts with you first, and then you take it to your being a, you know, in your relationship with each other, and then the relationship itself. You know, you guys, you said something that you connected, and we each have our own way. We're with God. You know, some people do it in church. Some people do it with prayer and meditation. I know you guys probably do all three, I think, what I heard her say yesterday. But there was a sermon that you guys went to church together, and there was a sermon that you listened to that really put it under an umbrella that I understood. Can you share with people about that? Because that was a key moment for you, right, in your relationship. And it really coming together.
Yeah, kind of came together with a sermon about God leading your footsteps. Like, you know, sometimes we kind of try to take control of things ourselves, and it leads us into, like, a hard road. Like, you know, you might go through more struggles than you have to if you let you know, God take over and, like, lead your steps. I mean, like, sometimes it happens through his way that, like, it doesn't always seem like the easiest thing. You're like, man, why is this happening? But it's like, it's for a purpose. And, like, even though we may end up in maybe, like, the same or similar situation, it's not on your own doing. It's still, like, you know, God's plan. It's just, like, he decides to let you choose your way of going about it. I mean, like, his way is easier, but most times, but, like, your way is, like, a lot harder. Get it? And,
I understand.
That kind of brought us to realize that, like, you know, when we were younger, maybe we weren't ready for this relationship. Like, you know, maturity-wise, or, like, you know, mindset, or, like, you're in a different place in your life. So even though, like, we may have felt that way, maybe it wasn't our time yet.
That's good.
Like,
I like that.
What God does is, like, you know, you might want something, but it may not be your time yet.
So it's like divine and perfect time, right? That you know, God's time, divine time, is better than our time. I get you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I always think having a pizza every day would be great. Divine and perfect timing is once every 2 weeks. It's also your timing as well, you see. And okay, well, that's good too. So you got that, really put it together, because I was like, wow, they could have been together 18 and a half years ago, but it wasn't just the right time for you guys. They had to grow into each other, and maybe the relationships you had prepared you for this wonderful relationship you have now. So
I'll give you another funny example. Like, you know, that same morning we were debating on, like, what church to go to. And, like, you know, we couldn't really decide we're going to go to, like, between three. We had to pick one. So, like, it just so happened that we picked the one that we went to. And it's just like, you know, how much of a coincidence is it? Or was that really where we were supposed to go? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was in the plan already that this is where we were supposed to go. So,
it was in the plan already. That was the one, because you had three to choose from. And you guys, I would have chosen the one that had the best coffee and donuts. But it's all good. You probably had the one that was going to be best for your relationship, which brings me to another point. The relationship, you guys, really treat the relationship with respect. Treating yourselves with respect, treating each other with respect, but treating the relationship with respect is key. And how do you do that? Okay. You know, I know you're a single dad with a son, so she understands that. She's a nurse and has a lot of family stuff going on. You help with her family. I mean, I think, go into that a little bit. Dwayne has taught me a new word, man maintenance. Okay. Do you understand? I said, that's a great. And so the relationship is not only with her, but with her family, right? And that's why, and it's not only with you, but with your family and with your son.
Right.
So how do you guys work that? Share with us a little bit. And then somebody just texted me, and I knew this was going to come up. How did you ever, and then the second question, after you answer that one, the second question is, how did you, being friends is a lot different than being friends and having intimacy as a woman and a man do. So, you know, kissing and all that kind of stuff. How did you guys bridge that gap? But go with the first one about the relationship, having a relationship not only with her family and hers, with your family and your son. How did you guys bridge that? How do you guys accomplish that? Respect that. What do you
think? It kind of came together. Like, we just kind of moved into it gradually. Like, first, because I kind of knew her for a while, it was kind of easier to get back to know them, I guess. It's like more like a reuniting than getting to know them. But still, I'm like on a level of getting to know some of her family. So, like, you know, I'm going slow with that because I don't want to, like, cross any lines or offend. But, like, you know, I just want to kind of build the relationship, because that takes time. That kind of thing can't be rushed. I feel like the more natural you let things progress, maybe the easier it is. Like, you know, because, like, you kind of work on the other person's comfort level rather than your comfort level, because your comfort level could be super high, whereas their comfort level may not be as high as yours, so you kind of got to gauge that.
So you have to look at where they're comfortable. Let me ask you this, okay? So comfort level is like, if they're easy with you being getting close to their family, walking in the door and being a part of their family, that's cool. But maybe they're a little hesitant, like you walk through the door and just take your time walking through the door, right? That's what you're saying.
Right,
like,
right.
With your
not
son.
Only, not only, like, not only my your significant other's comfort level, but I mean, like, their family member's comfort level, because, like, you know, maybe they're receptive or maybe they're not so receptive, but, like, you know, it all just depends on, like, their personality and where you're at, where they're at, and just, like, kind of getting it on, like, take it easy, take it slow, don't rush, because, like, if you don't know me, then, like, you know, how are you going to approach me like you know me? Like, you know, you have to get to know
me. Yeah, I got you. Now, one of the things, because I have a lot of single parents, you know, too, so I'm a single parent. Anyway, but how did you introduce your son to her, and how is she with your son? Because, and then I'll say what she told me yesterday, you guys set up boundaries, and I think that's what you're talking about, you know, where you are comfortable at, where she is comfortable at, and she told me yesterday, she goes, I knew that Dwayne needed time with his son, and that was not a time for me to physically be there. Doesn't mean that you don't love her, but that was one thing that she recognized. And did you help her with that, or did you talk to her about that, or how did you talk to her about your son and time with them, or your son and how you treated him, and how much she was able to, and I know it takes time with kids, but share with us about that a little bit. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. I didn't have to talk to her about that. I mean, like, through her own experience, like, she let me know that was part of what she wanted for us in terms of, like, my son and I, and for us, in terms of, like, all three of us, and I respected that a lot, and, like, you know, that was one of my, that's why, like, I admire her so much, and, like, I love her so much, because, like, you know, that's where her heart is. You know, like, the person that you're in a relationship has to recognize that, like, you still have other people in your life that count also, and they can't be selfish to that. Like, you shouldn't be jealous of any of that, because, like, before them, there were others, and, like, you know, you're one person that they're also one person who have other people count on them, and you need to be just as understanding about that. And, like, you know, if you guys set up boundaries, or, like, you know, not almost boundaries sounds kind of harsh, but if you have, like, an agreement of, like, you know, what's going to happen when, or, you know, how you feel about this and how you feel about other stuff, then I think you can come to, like, you know, understanding.
I got you.
Kind of work on your understanding.
I got you. That's good. Now, you guys believe in God and worship God in the way that you worship, and there's no right way. There's only the right way for you. But she talks about devotion and prayer, and you guys go to church together. Devotion. She says she did in devotional and prayer that she has with herself in meditation. And she wrote down a list of things. When she was praying, and she looked back, and you made all most of the you made the cut. Okay, I'm just gonna. It's all good. Did you do the same thing with your woman, with your future mate? Did you say, God, I want this kind of woman, this and this on a physical, spiritual, and emotional level, or did you just leave it to chance, or did you pray about it before it happened, or during it, or you know, do you guys prayer meditation together, devotional time together? So is that okay to ask?
Yeah,
personal.
We spend devotional time together now that we're a couple. Before, I never used to really have steady devotional time. Like, you know, fall on and off, I'm a bad boy. I got to admit that I'm a bad boy. Sorry, everybody. But, like, she brings me back. She, like, you know, keeps her devotional steady. And, you know, we even had devotion this morning. But, like, yeah, I didn't make a list. I just kind of knew or learned, like, what I wanted out of a relationship after being in, like, you know, a few, and then, like, you kind of, or after you go on a few dates, it's like, you know what, I know what I want now, so it's like, you kind of figure it out. But the list that you're referring to, like, she made a long time ago, and, like, yeah, she had put it away, and, like, didn't really think about it, and just so happened that she pulled it out the other day after having some conversation with her family, and then family member, and then, like, you know, came about that I made the cut.
There you go.
But I think it's important for everybody to realize, like, you know, where, what they want, and everybody's different at different stages in your life, but, like, you'll iron it out as you get more experience and get more mature.
Yeah, there you go. I read something today. Somebody says that having a great life at some point in your life is about clubbing and drinking and partying. then it turns into I love you, having family time and raising your children and enjoying your children and then enjoying the children that they have and so on. So you guys are at a different stage in your life, right, where you're ready for this kind of relationship. I think it's amazing and wonderful. But and by the way, guys, I'm going to share this with you about Dwayne. Dwayne, gosh, I've known you a little over a year now. And he was so inspirational. He really helped me get my health into shape and helping me now getting my body into shape so I can run the best. And when I look like Darth Vader, it's because Dwayne recommended a mask for me to help me run better. And we'll talk about that another day. But when you met her, okay, he says, oh, it takes a long time to fall in love. Yeah, you go, it takes a long time to fall in love. It takes a while to date and to fall in love. But do you remember that? And then he met her, and now he's preparing to buy a house and do a lot of things to build a home for not only her but his son and their future children together. And so let me ask you a question. You know, buying a home is a lot different than being just a friend. So how did you bridge that gap the first time you kissed her? And I used to tease him all the time. Have you kissed her yet? Just teasing, okay? And also, it's an occupational hazard asking a lot of questions on the radio show. So anyway, how did you bridge that? Was that nervous or did you, I mean, and I asked him how the first kiss was. I don't know if you ever told her, but I think you did. So how did you do that? I mean, were you nervous yourself? Was she nervous? I think she was, right? You were nervous too, right? That's okay.
We were both nervous. We were both nervous about it. And it didn't happen, like I said, in a planned situation. We went on a few dates, and I didn't kiss her, and I didn't try to kiss her because, we had agreed to, kind of take things slow and, kind of let things happen and, see where it goes because it's, new territory to both of us, dating a friend. And it was scary because, don't want to lose your friend. And I didn't want to let, moving fast scare her away from me or, from a relationship with me. So, I was totally willing to, take it as slow as necessary. but when the first kiss came about, it just kind of, happened. And it was, all your, all my senses were, heightened, at that moment. So it's, it was intense. Feeling on your lips, and you remember almost everything disappearing. It's just you feel that, just that happened, just a kiss happened.
And so after
we talked about it, it was we were both she was excited when she went inside, and then I was excited I was leaving. So it's kind of just awesome.
Now, I'm going to tell a little story here, okay, because I asked you about this the other day, and he said to me, he goes, when I kissed her, her lips felt so soft. It's like, oh, my gosh, ladies, we want a guy to say that about us in our first kiss. And it wasn't anything. It was sweet. It was intimate, but it was sweet. It wasn't anything but sweet and intimate and special. And I thought that was the best way. I said, did you have butterflies in your tummy? I learned something. Guys have sweaty palms. We have butterflies. So it's all good. But the way you described that, when I kissed Cindy, her lips were so soft. And I was like, wow. I thought to myself, that is what I want a guy to say about me. All right. So how cool is that? And then you also said, you were excited. He goes, I kissed Cindy. It's like, aw.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It sounds like a kid, but you get those feelings. Every time we see each other, it'd be those excited, nervous feelings.
When you're 16. Yeah.
Pardon?
You remember that? I said, when you're 16, you get those sight, and it's so neat when you can get them. Those feelings are ageless and timeless, but that's cool that you guys have that. And I remember when I talked to her yesterday, I was asking her, she's asked God to give her signs, we ask the angels, God, whoever you pray to. And the first time you kissed her, she didn't want you to kiss her on her lips. And she said, God, please don't let him kiss me on the lips. I'd like him to kiss me.
One of our first dates we went on, I guess one of the first few, I didn't kiss her. Every time we'd be saying goodnight, she dive into my chest to hug me.
Aww.
She avoided my face. So I was like, yeah, I know she doesn't want me to kiss her, and I'm not going to try to. I was like, you know, that's all part of taking it slow. So then one night I was like, you know what, I'm just going to kiss her on her forehead because I really do adore her, and, like, you know, I want to show her that, like, I'm not trying to force it or anything. And, like, unbeknown to me, she was praying about a sign. Forgot to show her that, like, you know, that I was supposed to be the one, or, like, I was, you know, that was a sign, and I kissed her on the forehead. So, you know, I was, like, I was kind of surprised, but, like, you know, it was, I don't know, happy that I had done the right thing.
That's cool. Yeah, you were happy. Well, she was happy. She says, then it was a sign. I asked God to show me that, and that's what he gave me. She's a nurse. I know you got a Bachelor of Science from Florida, FIU, I think, in exercise.
Exercise.
So you guys have a lot of comments. I think you guys are, like, concerned about physical health, mental health, and spiritual health, I know. And, Dwayne, I want to ask you this. Because you've covered spirituality, how you guys, the spiritual part, the mind part, the body part, and really line it up. And the way you described ice skating is so cute, because you didn't even know how to ice skate, but you're like, it doesn't matter, I'm just going to have fun, right? That's really, I think you guys have a great deal of fun in your relationship. And then that's fun to you. Maybe some, you know, some people are like, they're food people. They like to cook and make exquisite meals, and so they would do something different. But you have to find what you guys have in common and do it together, right? And that's key.
Like,
I get that.
Yeah, whatever matches your personality, because, like, we're both, like, to be active, like, you know, going to see a movie is like a last resort for us. Like, you know, and I told her, like, you know, on dates I like to do stuff. That way you have something to talk about, or, like, you know, find, like, something interesting that maybe, like, both of you never done before, so that, like, you know, you can have an experience together. Because, like,
right,
life is made of experiences. Like, if you have some on your own, sometimes you can, like, share that with the person that you're with, and maybe, like, when you meet somebody, you go ahead and, like, take them through that experience that you had while you're on your own. Like, you know?
Like you do with, like, skydiving. She wants to skydive. You've been skydiving.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, because I'd like to go skydiving with the guy. You know, my guy. You know what I mean. So, but it's not for everybody. You're right. And yeah, that's good. Now let me ask you a question. This is something that's coming about. And I asked her this, and I would like to bring her and you back on together at some point in time. But when you were looking for a woman, okay, because you're super health conscious. You know, and guys, he lives that lifestyle all the time. I know that sometimes he's a bad boy. Being a bad boy to him is having pizza maybe and a beer, right? So that's good. Or a drink, whatever. But hey, if somebody wanted to meet somebody in your that's exercise, like a exercise enthusiast or, you know, or trainer or whatever, what is a quality that you – I'm asking as a whole, as a trainer, as a man and a trainer, that you look for in a woman, okay? What is it? Is it a great body? Is it a great heart? I think on a physical level, that's what I'd like to know, and then I'm going to take it to an emotional level, and then, of course, on a spiritual level. But let's start with the physical. What do you look for in a woman?
Physically, I think she'd have to be kind of fit. Like, you know, if I'm a trainer and I want her to do activities with me, I'll probably meet her somewhere where I'm doing something fit. But if she's not totally fit, like, you know, I'd have to be willing to, like, work with her and get her up to, like, my level. But if that's her thing, that's where, like, you know, the personality comes in. So that's her thing. That's her thing. If, like, she's willing to do it with me, then I'm willing to work with her, like, you know, to get it
get you
up there.
You know what? I agree with you on that, too, as well. So she's not there, but she's working to get there, and you guys meet in the process. Now, you've met your match, and you met your mate now, but I'm saying before that, then you would look for someone that is physically fit or in the process of becoming more physically fit, correct? That would be important to you.
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm into fitness. That's an interest of mine. Like, you know, I'm taking my interest and I'm seeing who likes my interests, like, you know.
Right, 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 right. Who likes what you do? Then you know it's going to be that's part of the part, you know, something that's important. I got you. Good deal. You know, so who likes sports, right? Who likes to play, you know, whatever that may be,
yeah.
Ice skating, horseback riding, skydiving, walking, running. You know, you guys went on a run the other day. So that, you know, like a 2-mile run. That's key. I like that. So, all right. How about physically, you've got the physical part. How about the spiritual part? No, let's go with the emotional part. What do you look for, like, in a woman with the emotions, mental, mind, body, spirit? I mean, I know, what do you look there? I mean, what's important to you about a woman? That she's sweet, she's nice, she's considerate.
Good attitude. I always say this is a good attitude. That's, like, flexible. That's, like, you know, willing. And that's, like, you know, kind. Everyone's hand in hand. You know, if you have a good attitude, kind of willing to do different things, and like, you know, you might be, you know, kinder to others. If you like have a bad attitude, I'm not saying you can't be kind to others, but no, that's what I look for: somebody who's kind, somebody who has like good attitude, and like not too
good-natured.
Yeah, because I like having fun, and sometimes that fun involves laughing at myself. And if I'm with somebody who's too serious, then, you know, it's not going to work for me.
That's true. I get you. Anyway, you've had to see my workouts in the gym. I'm like, Dwayne's like, do it this way. Anyway, I look totally ridiculous. It's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just funny. Okay, and then how about spiritual? You know, what do you look for spirituality? Do they have to believe the same way as you, or do they, is it, what catches your eye?
I'll tell you, like in past relationships, I tried to, I guess, like, not make it such a factor, but it is a factor, like, in terms of religion-wise, like, having Cindy in my same faith makes it, like, a lot easier in between both of us.
Right.
Like, but even without that, like, I've had relationships before where, like, they were fairly strong in their relationship with God. So, like, you know, they'd have, like, a prayer life, and I think that's important because, like, without that, it's like you have a weak foundation in terms of, like, where you stand as a person. I mean, like, I think having faith in something, whether it be, like, God or another being or a higher power, it makes you grounded. So I like to look for that you have some kind of grounding.
I got you. So some kind of commonality, some kind of grounding with God in prayer. It's important. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, I agree with you on that too as well. Okay. Well, you and you guys, Dwayne is amazing. He's we're doing some things now with Angel Coaches, and he is putting some wonderful trainings together and working with people on Skype. He's also putting some videos together too as well, which I'm excited about. And he's a wonderful trainer. I'm going to tell you this. I've known him for a long time, for over a year, but in the sense of working with him in the physical, he's a trainer with me, and he's done group trainings with me as well. But this dude has got it together, and you want to take your body to a new level, he's put together some trainings and will work with you. And Dwayne has helped me. I mean, I'm just not the easiest person to work with. But he's made it seem easy to do some of the stuff, so it's all good, and it pushes me to the next level, and that's what I'm super grateful for. We're going to have him on again. He's going to be talking about the body part especially, and what you know, and introducing some things that he's doing. I'm excited about that. Dwayne, you were wonderful. You tell Cindy we missed her today, and we'll have her on again. And I'm coming to the wedding. And if that's okay, I've invited myself now, and I give great wedding presents, and all those who are listening can too as well. Remember, I have a lot of listeners here on Block Talk, so that's more presents. So good. Anyway, I'm teasing, but having fun. And you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow over in Aventura. Take care, everybody.
Bye,
Dwayne. Take care. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.